we have 7 protection of civilian sites in the UNMISS bases, as well as in some areas adjacent to UNMISS bases. In total, at the moment, we have over 204,000 IDPs that seeking or are under protection of UNMISS in those bases, the biggest being Bentiu with the 101,000 people. Then we have Juba that has 38,000 people. We have Malakal that has 33,000 people. Then we have Wau, which has 28,000 people. And then we have the smaller ones, Melut, Bol, which have smaller numbers. And of course, not forgetting the smaller number of IDPs, that about 198 that went into the UNMISS base in Wau some time back.
If we compare, are we seeing a drastic increase of the number compared to like 3 months back?
I think it's better I stretch it a little bit back. At the height of signing the peace agreement in August last year, and the period that followed a couple of months later, with the momentum towards formation of the transitional government and the return of the IO to Juba, first with the advanced team and later with the whole team, we saw a wave of people getting out of the POC sites to the areas where fighting had stopped. At that point, at the time of signing the agreement, we had stretched to about 200,000 people in the camps, but then in the POC sites. But then after the momentum for the peace agreement was really yielding fruit, at the time of May this year, they had reduced to 170,000 people, so which was a reduction of a good number of people. But now, from that time, starting with the events in Wau, as well as followed by the events in Juba, we have seen the numbers increasing back to 204,000. Let me also mention that this is a very small fraction compared to the number of people that are displaced in the country, where a vast majority of them are displaced in their areas and not specifically in UNMISS protection of civilian sites. And even those who are displaced in those areas need protection.
What are some of the things you are trying to do or are carrying out to cope?
Of course, within the limited resources available, we do what we can to ensure that we enhance protection for the people who have come to our bases to seek for it. And this includes, first of all, making sure that there is physical protection around the camps. And this we do through enhanced patrols around the camps, ensuring that there is good coexistence between the IDPs and the host communities around the POC sites, but also working in partnership inside the POC sites to ensure that there is peaceful environment and that there aren't people from the POC site that are causing or engaging in activities that not only compromise the security of the IDPs, but also compromise the security of the people around the POC site. So it's working inside as well as working outside, and also ensuring that there is a good engagement with the authorities, local authorities, as well as the national authorities, as we dispense our protection mandate.